Moin Friends, Tandempanne hier. Today's conversation is with myself, so I'm doing kind of a block, audio block. Actually, you have to say a log, right? I don't know. So I'm doing this, talking with myself about my experiences in Japan so far. So I'm here now in Japan and talking about my experiences in the first 2 weeks. So I'm telling a little bit about what I have seen and experienced so far. And also in the second part, I try to understand the Japanese culture, or it's what makes Japan special so far. And these are just observations in the first 2 weeks, so it gives you a little insight, but of course these are just my opinions. So have fun. Moin friends, Tandempanne here. Today, another kind of episode. Normally I do interviews with other people around the world, or not interviews, but more like conversations to exchange languages and culture and knowledge. But today I in Tokyo now, or more in Yokohama in Japan, and I didn't have the time to do these kind of conversations, and so I thought I'd do a solo episode telling about my experiences here, what happened here so far, and just have an open brainstorm with myself. So never do this kind of solo talk, but why not to listen to it again later. And I think of telling you, so I'm 2 weeks here so far, and telling you about what happened so far, my experiences, and what I've seen, or just how I've seen it. So, and also try to dig deeper in what makes the Japanese society special, or the Japanese culture. I know for 2 weeks haven't seen all, or maybe it's just observations on the surface. So I think I still have time here, so I think I will get a better understanding, or a more deeper understanding after that when I'm leaving. But for so far, I think it's a good idea to just tell my observations, so there's no judgment in that. I think of course it will be subjective because it's from my point of view, but I try to be neutral and objective as possible. So these are just my views, what I see, and also what I from my background see as special or different. But there's no good or bad in it, just observations, and just the things that are special to me, maybe because of my background. So I think I try, as I said, to be neutral as possible, but of course that's not possible in the end. It's just my opinion. So if you have corrections or also opinions, but please use the voice message function. That's a link in the show notes. And start now, I think. And arrived 2 weeks ago at the Narita airport, and they are very strict about COVID, and the procedure was really interesting. So many different stations at the airport, and everything was really quick and fast. but I think the organization was very good. And yeah, but also interesting. You all speak Japanese, so was difficult a little bit, but you can follow all the instructions. And yeah, the first thing which surprised me is maybe the weather. It's really hot and humid, so totally different experience. And yeah, it's just warm. And on days where it's really humid and warm, you just sweaty over after just 10 or 15 minutes walk. And but the good thing is that they have I don't know the English word now. The houses are climated, so it's cool if you're inside, and it's absolutely hot if you're outside, and especially around noon. Can't recommend you to go out there, but yeah. And I don't really make a plan about this episode. Just have some notes, so I just think I. Yeah, it's a loud brainstorming, I would say. So if it's confusing for you, yeah, just go with the flow. And yeah, I also do that right now. And yeah, on the first Saturday, I think we meet with the group and go eating. Eating is always a really interesting experience here, because the variety of food is great. And also, it's always like an adventure, because you don't know what you're eating actually, and but it's always good. So everything what we tried so far is just delicious. And oh, I was surprised, so that everything we ate so far is really good for us. So kind of recommend it to everyone. And we had to go shopping also after that. So shopping was the next adventure. I mean, we were in a kind of bigger supermarket. So here are also a lot of convenience stores, which is not common in Germany. But we were first in a big supermarket, and it's not that different from a German supermarket, I would say. But many different stuff which we don't have in Germany, and they are in Japanese. So many cool stuff you think would nice to try, but you don't actually know what it is because you can't read Japanese. And we luckily have Google Translator. I don't know how we survive here without Google Translator, but still, it also has its limits. And yeah, it's an adventure. So the first time, so now I'm more used to it, I would say, which is a little bit sad. So the first week was really like an adventure. Everything was new, the people, the language, the places. You go all the places and you're just looking. It was like you're dreaming and just looking and staring and just say, wow, it's every place you go is just new and different. And for example, what I said before, the shops. You go in first time the shop and you're like, oh nice, have to go everywhere and explore everything and don't understand everything. And now it's still, I don't understand everything, but I'm more used to it. So because also of the places, I mean, if you go supermarket, you also go to the same supermarket because it's warm and you don't want to walk so far and all that. So you are more common with the train stations and understand the system a little bit more. Yeah, that's the result after 2 weeks. So it's becoming really fast more normal to you actually. And the adventure part is a little bit going, but still an adventure here for me. I mean, it's like a dream to be here and just live and enjoy these moments. And yeah, what else can I say? I've written shopping and something interesting. So I live in a dorm. I think that's also interesting. student life, I would say it's the same as in Germany. So some Japanese students, some international students, and yeah, the dorm is a little bit empty right now, which is good, but we also have eaten together at a party where someone leaves, so this was a good opportunity to talk with or with more bunch of people at the same time. So always really interesting to be able to talk with international students and also Japanese students, and yeah, also the point of view from the international students about the Japanese life here and how they differ from what you observed so far. I think I will go to that a little bit after, but that's an interesting part for me. And yeah, I don't know what I have to say now. And I mean, to tell you the stations or the places we've visited so far. Yeah, I can tell that. I think that's also interesting. So what was the most exciting? I think Shibuya was very interesting. So that's a part of Tokyo with this famous street cross, I don't know, so where there are many crosswalks, and if the lights are green, some big bunch of people is walking through the streets, and we were in it and walking with them. So it was great. So Shibuya is really, yeah, if you this image of a big, really big city with much light and bling bling, like New York maybe, or I never was in New York, but I think everyone has a picture or these videos in your head when you mention New York. So was a feeling like that. So in the night, much bling bling, much light, and many people. And we also see a box fight in the street. So, and I think they were students, and from their appearance or what they dressed. So one was dressing in the, how you say, in a really nice, so in a kind of uniform with, you wouldn't expect them to box in that, but one of them did. So that was very cool, and they were really boxing, so there was no joke, but it was controlled. So, and after a amount of time they stopped, so it was just really like a match, so everything under control. And the fun thing is, no, that's not a fun thing, but the interesting thing more is, even outside, everyone wears masks. So very disciplined people, I would say, or the group pressure is high, I don't know. But even when we are in a place with less people, so some people were jogging, so actually there are no people around them and they still wear masks. So I conclude from this observation that they're really disciplined. And also the numbers are increasing now in Japan with COVID, so I think everyone, yeah, take these things more seriously, or seriously in general, and you know, try to protect others and also themselves with that. So yeah, nice to see, and also surprisingly how they can do that all the day even in that weather. So it's was a surprise to see that kind of discipline. Yeah, Shibuya was back to the places. We're also in Roppongi, famous for its nightlife, We weren't there at night time, so we didn't see or find the place with nightlife, unfortunately. But we were in the Roppongi Hills, they called it like that. It was like a big shopping mall. And yeah, it was a very modern place with a lot of beautiful buildings, high buildings also. And yeah, just very modern, beautiful. And but yeah, I have expected something else when someone told me about Roppongi and its famous nightlife. I don't think we've found this place, but around Roppongi where we walk, it was like that, very modern, interesting part of the city. And well, so we went to Yokohama, or tried to walk around some places in Yokohama, also very nice and modern city, and yeah, many nice buildings, nice streets. And what was interesting in Yokohama, I didn't write it down, so I try to remember now. And one of I can spontaneously remember was the Gundam statue. So Gundam is I don't know, cyborg or something like that, from an anime, I guess, in the 80s maybe or 90s. And there was a Gundam factory, I hope it's the right name, Gundam or Gundam, I think Gundam factory. And there was this big, huge Gundam statue, and it could move. So I think it was around 4 or 5 floors, so maybe 20 or over meters, 20 meters or more. And the thing was moving, and we've heard that, and of course we have to go there and have a look at it. And I think we waited nearly for an hour in the sun just to wait to it to move. 5 minutes of movement, very slow movement actually. Yeah, it was okay. So for this size, see a little bit movement was okay, but nothing like holy shit, I have to see it again. But yeah, it was nice to see this big massive cyborg moves and save the earth again. I think that was the story somehow. And shows his fingers to the top, so earth saved. And yeah, it was next or near the harbor, so also like the harbor of Yokohama, it has these kind of wooden path, I would say. It was really beautiful. And Chinatown was also interesting. So Yokohama has a part or Chinatown in it with many streets. I know how big this region was, but we were nearly 2 hours in there, so many things you could eat. And reading the hand was also very popular in it, so I think where you can read the future or your future from the hands and something like that. But I think we couldn't do that because no one knows English, so that's probably hard to communicate and to see your future from the hands. But that was there. And yeah, different kind of food again, as always, different kind of food. And yeah, which place was also interesting. Yeah, we were in a football match in Yokohama, from the Yokohama Marinos, and was a different atmosphere than in a German stadium, I would say. So with a lot of people. The stadium was actually, I think, also in the finals of 2002 World Cup in Japan, South Korea. So we were in that stadium. And yeah, the team, the Marinos. And the interesting thing is there were no controls. So normally in Germany, they would check your bags. You have to throw your water bottles outside, or you can't take them in, and stuff like that. So here there were no security controls at all, and you also don't need them. So people are really peaceful, the fans, and many children also. So a safe place, really love that. And yeah, they just clapped. It was funny. So different types of clapping, and you see the north curve or the south curve from the two teams, where they clap nearly the whole match, so to support their team. But they were not singing at all, so no kind of sound from, I don't know, singing or screaming or singing in groups like that, or just chants from what we know from European football. There was nothing like that, so that was also interesting to see. And yeah, the celebration of a goal, yeah, I would say it was also short, but yeah, just my opinion. But yeah, they won, so I think everyone was happy, except the other team, Kashima Antlers, I think they called. So yeah, and after that, a big amount of people left the stadium with us in it, and yeah, some fans went side by side, so it was very peaceful, very good. That's the nice part of it. Yeah, I think I visited also some other places, but I think in aspects of time, I just switched to my second part, which is trying to understand the Japanese culture, or just list the amount of differences I could observe so far. And again, this is just observation, try to not to judge at all, and if I do, sorry, just write or leave me a voice message if I said something wrong or observe something wrong. I mean, it's just 2 weeks observation. I still have time after that to improve these observations of myself and get a better understanding. So far, these are the results, I would say, from the observations. And yeah, just observations. There's no good or bad. Maybe they're also wrong. I mean, I didn't observe that for 1,000 times with 1,000 different people. Just saw it in one specific situation and conclude that's Japanese. But maybe it's also a person typical type, or a thing that belongs, or how you say, a thing that's special for that person in that situation. But you can't tell it for the whole Japanese culture. But still, these are the observations, and I think with time, if I see them repeatedly, I can conclude that's typical Japanese, or maybe not. So what else can I say? So just to say again, these are my observations in a short time. And so we use the metro a lot, and what I can say is, like in Germany also, they're very concentrated on their smartphone, but I think they talk less in the subway. So also in Germany we talk not that much, but here maybe a little bit more. So it's very rarely to see two people who know each other and talk with each other. And I know, maybe they use them for work, I mean, the times when we left was also for work, so, and we come back was really late sometimes, but still, and that's also one point, working late. So even if we left late or using the subway very late, you still can see people in working clothes, I would call them, so nice clothes for work, and they're coming from work, I would say. So working late, working much is nothing uncommon, I would say. And so also could observe some people sleeping in the train because of exhaustion maybe, and then somehow manage to wake up at the right station. That is also an art to see. And yeah, what else? And one thing I wrote down is eating culture. So could observe that many eat outside, also alone. So eating outside is more common, I would say, like in Germany. So in Germany, normally you would order stuff and eat in your home, but here you go out and eating. And also, yeah, many people sit alone and eat. So yeah, in Germany when you eat, maybe more, at least with two people if you go out. So maybe use these eating opportunities to meet and talk. Normally if you eat alone, you eat at home, but here maybe it's different. And yeah, quiet people, shy people. So the people we met at the lab, so they are also students. Maybe that's why, maybe they are just shy and don't like small talk, or they don't even try or don't even start. And that's, yeah, but maybe because they're students, so, and are just shy. But yeah, probably that's the reason. And also language barrier, I think that's one reason. So not many people can speak English here, and maybe they're also afraid to talk in English with foreigners. That's also one possible explanation for that. And yeah, they're really quiet, really reserved. As the example with the stadium again, I could feel that they really support their team. And sit next to one who was really excited at every action in the game, but they're not like crazy like in Europe, so, or in Germany, where they really sing loud songs, chant, and also have fights after that. But that's a good thing that doesn't happen here, as we could observe so far. And very polite here, so especially in the gastronomy, or if you're buying stuff, everyone's really polite. And also in general, I would say. So talk with a Swiss guy about that, and he said he was longer than us here, so 2 months. So observations from a Swiss guy after 2 months, so don't take it too general, but it was interesting to listen to his observations. He said in general all people are very polite, and they are nice to you, which leads to the problem that you don't know if they like you. So if you guys have kind of sympathy with each other and can have this connection, or are they just nice because they're nice from this outside nice? I know that's the right word. And yeah, that's also difficult. So what I could observe personally is if we have some discussions, everything is somehow good. So you don't know if that's good because it was really good, or if it's good because they just don't want to be impolite and tell in your face that's, yeah, something really weird what you've said, and everything is good at the end. So I think I need more time to have a better feeling for that, if it's really a compliment or if it's just a compliment for being, yeah, just to be nice. And yeah, one different thing was really interesting, shoes. So in every Asian in a dorm here, you also take out your shoes and put them in kind of cupboards, and you put in your house shoes in. And when you enter your own room, you put your house shoes, there's an area before the door where you put out your house shoes and put them there, and you enter your room with your feet. That's really cool. That's really interesting. And we also visited a restaurant where you have an area that's a little bit higher. You put your shoes, you take your shoes off and go with your feet to that higher area, and there were these tables and you just sit there. So really interesting. And you do your stuff, I would say the preparing of the food, it's really interesting. You have a table there, it's getting heated, it's like a heater in the middle of the table, and you can prepare your food there, which is really interesting. Just show effect, and also really great. But yeah, just what I've remembered with the shoes and then to this restaurant. I forgot actually the name of the dish, something with O. And also we did takoyaki, I think, takoyaki on ourselves, and yeah, it was burnt after that, but we had the experience. And yeah, also many shops, go back to shops again, and loud music. So not they loud actually. Yeah, it's not that loud, but they have music. So like Nintendo music, get it all the time. After a while you don't hear it anymore, but my colleague still hears them and remind me of the music, and then I hear that again too. I listen to that too, and happy that I'm out of the shop, out of the store. And yeah, what else? We are also in a restaurant with a cat robot in it. it was so cool. If there was a robot moves around and gives you the food, and yeah, had a cat face on it. it was good. And then moves to your table, gives you your order, you take your order out, your food out, and then it leaves. So I had a cat face which smiles at you. The special thing here about the bridge between modernization and old Japan, I think something we need more time to explore. But from the side of modernization, these cat robots, for example, GPS tracking with the bus, so you can see in Google Maps where the bus is actually. I haven't seen that ever in Germany. And the buses are old, but they have this system, it's so cool. And every gadget can speak with you in Japanese, unfortunately, but they speak with you. The toilet is the most modern toilet I've ever experienced. So many buttons, so many options. It also has noise cancelling if you fart, I guess. So really interesting. So make some kind of music. I don't call it music, wouldn't say it's music, but it makes, maybe it's this noise cancelling sound, I would say. So it's not really noise cancelling, but it's just a sound over it. And yeah, this water thing to clean your ass after that, after doing your business. And it's great. Such, so modern. And also contradiction to that, so many people, I would say, manually work. So we were on the street, you can see all these modernized tools, so these lights telling you these cars shouldn't go there, and still there are people with light sticks to guide the persons and just to wave, which is really interesting. You have these lights and still one person who waves with a light stick just to remind the people to drive not that fast or something like that. And also, yeah, some people who are like shields, so they're holding a shield where you're thinking, why you don't just use a normal shield and use it human as a shield. Some many contradictions between these two words. And yeah, I think luckily we have time to experience more of that, because very interesting aspects, which I, yeah, still a lot of questions about that, how the society really works or think, and how Japan is, yeah, getting that bridge between the old and the new, how they do the modernization, how they do digitalization, and all the other current challenges in modern time. And yeah, let me think, how can I end this episode? And some questions I don't understand so far is, yeah, maybe getting a better, deeper understanding of what is really Japanese, how Japanese people think. I think to do so, we have to talk to more Japanese people, which is a challenge so far because of the language. And even if they talk language, I have problems to understand them, and I think the other way around too. So it's remains a challenge, but I think I get better at that. And yeah, understand the culture, understand the society, how they think or why they are so disciplined, maybe get a better feeling for that. And also how they think about Europe, for example. Also, I haven't had any idea about. And yeah, how they see challenges, what are the challenges in their opinion, something interesting to know too. And yeah, I think so, these are the observations so far, from my personal observations, from discussion with my colleague from Germany, with the interesting talks in the dorm also. So you don't know, I learned so many, okay, some 2-3 bad words while playing Uno. Couldn't have imagined that. But actually, after talking with another one, they don't have so many curse words in Japanese, which is also interesting, which yeah, fits to these polite, shy and calm people. And yeah, but I have to try to talk more to Japanese students also in the lab, and yeah, to get a better feeling from that. So you come in the country with a special idea you have in your mind, consumed by media, consumed by, yeah, what you read, YouTube for example, watch a bunch of YouTube videos before I enter Japan. So I have a specific picture in my mind, which I think now these aspects I try to verify or not, but still to be more open and try to be more open and just observe don't let me led by these media or by the observation of other people, but to really create my own opinion, my own observations. Yeah, these are so far the results, I call them, from the conversations we have so far, from the observations, and also, yeah, from the experience we've made so far. Just 2 weeks, I think, still have some time here, so I'm 3 months here, so I still have time to explore this adventure. And yeah, this I think is a good ending for the episode. My monologue, talk a lot, yeah, interesting. And yeah, but a lot happened in these 2 weeks. I think I forgot some things, just brainstorming or a loud conversation with myself. But yeah, I'm looking forward for the next weeks, and actually the time is going so fast, incredible. Couldn't believe that already 2 weeks are gone, and yeah, don't want to imagine myself sitting in a plane again, going back to Germany and saying, oh man, time is already over. But yeah, I think use the time so far very good. Try to collect, yeah, could say collect these moments, enjoy them, of course, having nice conversations and exchanges with other people, and also especially with Japanese people. And yeah, just try to be a little bit smarter when I enter Japan. That's my goal. Be smarter, make more connections, maybe make more friends, and have a rich experience. Yeah, hope I can report that more in the next weeks, report more interesting things and views. And yeah, as usual, thank you for listening, and see you next time.
That's it for today's episode. If you like this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on the Apple Podcasts website if you don't use an iPhone. There's a link in the show notes. If you got any thoughts on this episode or any ideas for new podcast topics, feel free to send a voice message. Alternatively, you can drop a tweet or DM on Twitter. Maybe you even like to join for an episode. Links are also in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.